This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good afternoon. This is our third game of a WSMI triple header tonight. Hope you've enjoyed the first two. I'm Gary Volker alongside Gabe Olson. We're going to bring you all the exciting play-by-play action of this Class 1A sectional semifinal game from Dietrich Sectional, which will pit the North Clay Cardinals, who come in at 23-6, against the Nokomis Redskins, who come in at 18-4. It's been a long journey to get here this evening, but the weather has subsided, some beautiful weather, and we're hopefully going to be able to get a good ball game in.
Yes, hopefully. We had quite a bit of rain last night. I'm not sure how much they got over here at Dietrich. I know back in the listening area, we've got between an inch and a half and 2.5 inches, so hopefully over here the field looks great and we're ready for ball.
Hard to believe that this field can be this good a shape. They paid multi-bucks to get this surface. It's kind of like a Christ clay, Christ bricks, whatever, but it's not really that. It's some kind of a super surface, but in any event, it's in excellent position or condition as Evan Herbstreit swings at the first pitch, and that's the way we get this one started. For the Nokomis Redskins of Coach Brian Pisco, it'll be Evan Herbstreit, Drew Massett, Ryan Jansen, the first three in the batting order. Swing and a one-hopper to the shortstop. Repking fires across the diamond, 6-3 for out number one for the Redskins, as they are the visiting team here today. The rest of that starting lineup for the Redskins, it'll be in the number four slot, Carter Sobel, the junior, playing shortstop tonight. Nick Masher bats fifth. Alex Tosetti bats sixth. Mark Grigoroff in seventh position. Eighth batter will be Ben Clavlin, batting ninth, Adam Lyons. Swing and a miss as Luke Fleener on the mound, thrown some breaking balls and gotten some good results here in his first three offerings. He'll wind and he'll fire the 0-1 pitch. It's stroked over the second baseman's head. It'll fall into right field, and that is a one-out single for the Redskins, Drew Massett. Don't always have to hit him hard. You just have to hit him in the right spot, and that one fell in between the infielder and the outfielder for our first hit of the evening.
As you said, Gary, this is the third game of three today. We've had quite a few games around the area that we've been having for you today. Earlier, 6:30, you heard the live broadcast of the Pleasant Plains baseball sectional between Carlinville and Pleasant Plains.
Ryan Jansen looks at a ball just low, and it's 1-0.
And in the second game today at 8:30, you heard the 2A Litchfield softball sectional between Southwestern and Williamsville.
And this, the nightcap, the Nokomis Redskins taking on the North Clay Cardinals. Throw over to first. Massett is back safely. The count is 1-0 on Ryan Jansen, the junior catcher for the Redskins. He waves that bat above his head, now settles in. He'll wait for the delivery. Breaking ball called, strike one. And the count will go to 1-1 on Ryan Jansen. Carter Sobel, the victorious hurler Saturday in the championship game of the regional, awaits. He's our shortstop today as he and Herbstreit traded places. Here comes the 1-1. A little bit low. And the count goes to 2-1. That one's close. But the call goes the Redskins' way. They're decked out in their white over white uniforms with the red sleeves. Now swing and a line drive down the left field line. It falls in front of the left fielder. Now it gets beyond him. He'll have to go back and get it. And the runners are going to move up to first and third as a heads-up play there by Massett. He saw the play in front of him. As soon as the ball trickled behind the left fielder, he headed to third. And so it's runners on the corners. Back-to-back singles for the Redskins. Jansen at first, Massett at third.
And Jansen just keeps on hitting. Back in that regional championship game, he was 3-for-4 with a triple, two singles, and drove in the first run of that game. That ultimately was the run to win that game.
Carter Sobel looked at the ball just outside. He wanted to go after that one, but thought better of it. And the count goes to 1-0 on the big junior shortstop. Anything but short, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, every bit of almost 7 foot.
He's a big one indeed. He swings over the top of this breaking ball, and the count evens up at 1-1.
And, of course, Sobel in the last game had 8 strikeouts and 1 walk and a 3-hitter that drove them to this game here in the sectional semifinals here at Dietrich.
Pleaner checks on the runners, now brings it to the plate. This one is low as well, and the count goes to 2-1. Nick Masher, waiting in the on-deck circle, the junior right fielder, hoping he can continue this parade, as Carter has runners on the corners, one out, a 2-1 count in his favor. He stands in and waits, swings over the top, strike two.
Both swings and misses he's seen is that slow breaking curveball. Not too fast, slow, breaks right off the table.
Yeah, a little bit off timing there, and as you said, they've been swinging over the top of it as it breaks off the table, and the count goes to 2-2. Here comes Fleener with the next offering. Oh, a call, strike three, as he got the breaking ball over the outside corner. That is out number two, strikeout number one for Luke Fleener. So that will bring in Nick Masher, the right fielder, to see if he can get something accomplished here for the Redskins in the first inning. Strike one called. In our first game of the afternoon, Altamont defeated South Central 7-2 to punch their ticket to Saturday's sectional championship game here at Dietrich, scheduled to start at 11 a.m. Their opponent to be determined right here, right now. Swing and a foul down the first baseline, and Masher is in the hole 0-2. So after giving up back-to-back singles with one out, Luke Fleener is one pitch away from getting out of this top of the first inning.
And Masher back in that regional championship game was 1-for-2, and he drove in a couple runs in the seventh inning to pad that 3-0 lead.
Got a ball that didn't get outside the fence. Somebody's got to go down there and get it before we resume play. Masher standing in from the left side, big number 11, in black with red trim. As the count is 0-2 on Nick Masher. Runners on first and third, two out, top of the first. Here's the pitch. Runner going from first. The pitch goes back to the backstop. Runner trying to score the throw, and he is saved. Ball got eluded the pitcher, and so on the pass ball, we will have a run being scored and a runner going all the way to third. And so the Redskins get a bit of a break there, as with two outs and two strikes, the ball eluded the catcher, Harmon Clifton. He throws back to the pitcher and it goes errant. And now there's one run in, another runner at third waiting for Nick Masher to bring him in. A ground ball to the second baseman. He'll pick it up on one hop, fired across the diamond. 4-3 goes out number three for the Redskins. However, with two hits, the Redskins score one run. They'll leave one on base. We'll go to the bottom of the first. Nokomis 1, North Clay coming to bat. You're listening to WSMI. We move to the bottom of the first. North Clay coming to bat, trailing 1-0. Herb Street's first pitch comes in, a called strike to the leadoff hitter, Tyson Jones. Jones, the junior right fielder, leading off for North Clay. Second pitch, another strike as Herb Street is right on with those first two offerings, and it's 0-2 on the Cardinal center fielder. This one comes in a little high, and the count goes 1-2. Harmon Clifton, the catcher, is batting second. Briar Repking, the shortstop, will bat third. The next offering, breaking ball, swung off the third baseman's glove, and up his arm it goes, and reaching on the air will be Tyson Jones. Well, you can't say that the sun was a problem there, because the sun was behind the third baseman, and he came charging in, had to move a little bit to his left, but that's one he should have had.
It is one he should have had. He had to move over towards the shortstop side, and as you said, that worked his way up the heel of the glove and up his arm for an E5 there.
Not the way you want to start off the bottom of the first after you pick up one run in the top of the first. Quick throw over to first, and the runner, Tyson Jones, is back safely. Harmon Clifton, the junior catcher, to the plate. Briar Repking waiting on deck. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. I'll tell you what, Herb Street is bringing it here in the early going tonight. Repking waiting on deck in the number three hole, Ethan Burkett, the senior first baseman. He'll be batting cleanup if they get that far in the lineup. One on, no out, Harmon Clifton. looks at a breaking ball that drops in a little too late, stays high for ball one, and the count goes to 1-1. Herbstreit checks on the runner, brings it. It is laced to the pitcher, and he'll double off the first baseman. You talk about playing your position. Line drive that the pitcher was able to pick off real quick, and there was no way the runner was getting back. So it'll go 1-3 on the double play.
And that ball was lined right back up the middle, not necessarily hard, kind of fisted inside out, but Herbstreit had it, and the runner was going on contact, so that was an easy 1-3 double play.
The big eraser for the Redskins gets that base runner off. Now a squibber right past the first baseman. He's able to knock it down, chase it up to first, and he gets the out. So there's a situation where both infielders, first and third, had trouble handling a ground ball. But Grigoroff that time, so close to the bag, he was able to recover, pick it up, run back to the bag, and get the out. So it is three up and three down. No hits, no runs, nobody left on base for the Cardinals. We've played one. Nokomis won. North Clay nothing. You're listening to WSMI. We move to the top of the second. Nokomis plating one run in the first inning on the pass ball. Give them the lead. Now they'll have the 6, 7, and 8 hitters due up here in the top of the second. Alex Tocetti to lead things off. He'll swing at the first one in the hole. Shortstop bobble it. He'll throw, but it's going to be way too late as the fleet-footed Tocetti legs out the infield single. I am going to give him a single on that. Will you agree?
I do agree with that, because even though he bobbled it, Tocetti was working his way down the line pretty fast, and I believe he would have had it beat out nonetheless.
That was deep in the hole, and I don't think he was going to throw him out. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And Mark Grigoroff will see if he can move that runner over. The junior first baseman stands in on the right side. He'll bunt it. It comes back behind us for strike one. So here in the second inning, it's Tocetti leading it off with an infield single. Now Mark Grigoroff in the 7 hole. Ben Clavin waits on deck. He's the second baseman. And in the 9th position, Adam Lyons, the junior left fielder. Grigoroff will step out. Check for signals. The 0-1 delivery will be coming from Luke Fleener. After he checks on the runner at first and waits, now brings it. Oh, a bunt, an impossible bunt. I'm telling you, he put it between the pitcher and the first baseman, and there was nobody who was able to get to that. However, the second baseman comes in, does field it, gets the out, but what a well-placed bunt. You couldn't ask for any better as far as getting the runner over.
That was an excellent placed bunt, and I think they caught everybody off guard because he kind of dropped it there at the last minute, and the pitch was high, but he still dropped at the same time. The pitcher and the first baseman kind of looked at each other and say, what do we do?
The pitch was nearly over his head. That's how high it was, and he still was able to get the bat up there over the top of it and got that ball down on the ground. Outstanding job. You know, they always say, well, if it's above your waist, you're not going to be able to bunt it. Well, he proved you can put the bat on a ball and get good things to happen if you just concentrate.
And that one was around his shoulders.
First pitch is a strike. Second pitch is outside, and it's 1-1 to Ben Clavin. Clavin now with a runner in scoring position. It's Tocetti's down there at second base with one out. And we have beautiful skies above us, and we have a setting sun with which to contend. As we're looking out from behind home plate towards second base, swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. We're looking off to the northwest, which means the sun is setting just barely off to our left. Hold your left hand up, block the sun, watch the game. 1-2 on Clavin. He strokes that one. Batted ball goes to third. They'll fire it across to get the out. Tried to hold the runner up, but the runner hesitated, and as soon as the throw went over to first, Tocetti moved over to third. So it's a ground out, 5-3 for the second out. Clavin is retired, and with a runner on third down, two outs, it'll be up to Adam Lyons to see if he can bring home another run for the Redskins, who plated one in the first, looking for another here in the second. First pitch, low. Catcher did a good job of keeping that in front of him. Of course, the first run scored on a ball that got past the catcher.
I think he'll pay attention a little bit more on keeping those balls in front of him if he can.
Not that much room between home plate and the backstop here, and it is bricks. So when that ball comes back here, if it hits off those bricks, it's going to be heading back out towards the field of play quickly. Calls strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-1 on Adam Lyons. Evan Herbstreit, the pitcher, waiting on deck to see if he can get an at-bat here in the second inning. Pitch comes in high, and it's 2-1. Lyons showing a good eye there. The junior left fielder steps out. Now back in as he's set. Fleener checks on the runner at third. Now he'll bring it. And it'll be stroked up the middle. Shortstop gets a good play on it. Throws to first for the out. Outstanding defense there by Briar Repking. That looked like it had base hit written all over it up the middle. But Repking goes over quickly to his left. He fielded it, squared himself up, fired across the diamond. So there's one hit. There's no runs. There's one man left on base. The Nokomis Redskins have a 1-0 lead as they have stranded 2 through 2, but lead 1-0. We move to the bottom of the second. You're listening to WSMI. We move to the bottom of the second. Nokomis with a 1-0 lead in game number 3 of our high school triple header. First pitch. Skied into right field. Right fielder comes over, and he's cut off by the center fielder, Alex Tosetti. He's able to get over there quickly. Reaches up, makes the catch for the first out.
And that was Ethan Burke at the first baseman for North Clay as he hit on the first pitch and slapped it out to the right field power alley, but cut off by center fielder Alex Tosetti for that out.
Old coach used to tell me, look for first ball fastball, and if you find it, you better hit it. This pitch comes in a little inside for ball one to Luke Fleener, the pitcher, who now looks at strike one. So the number 4 hitter, Ethan Burkett, flied out to center field. Now it's Luke Fleener in the number 5 hole with a 1-1 count. This breaking ball comes in high, and it's 2-1. Holden Clifton, the freshman third baseman, waiting on deck. This one is grounded to the first baseman, who throws to the pitcher covering. So it'll go 3-1 on the putout. Nice defense there by Grigoroff. Good covering by Evan Herbstreit. 2 up, 2 down here in the bottom of the second. That'll bring up Holden Clifton, the freshman third baseman.
So far, Herbstreit working very quickly when he gets the ball back. He walks right back up to the rubber and just whips it right back in.
On the outside corner, called strike. Nice breeze blowing here. Basically, it's blowing out, kind of, I would say, out to right center, more or less. It's a southerly breeze, swinging a foul back. And Holden Clifton is in the hole, 0-2, freshman, starting at third base for the Cardinals of North Clay. Louisville, that's where they're located. Here comes the pitch, breaking ball in the dirt. 1-2 is the count. Eli McCrary, the designated hitter, waits on deck. Herbstreit, who had a 1-2-3 inning in the first, looking for the same here in the second. Whoa, that one sails, and the even count goes even at 2-2. A little bit off on the release point that time, would you say?
Just a little bit.
Again, it comes in and sails high. Need to bend his back a little bit more or what there, but coming off the mound a little high, the count goes full. Now a little number to the shortstop. He'll come in and make the catch. And so the little pop-up, an easy out. It goes 1-2-3 for the Cardinals here in the bottom of the second. We have played 2. Redskins 1. Cardinals nothing. You're listening to WSMI. We move to the top of the second. How did these two teams get here? Well, North Clay was victorious over Centralia Christ Our Rock 16-1 in the first game of their regional, and then defeated Odin 3-1 in the North Clay regional championship game. Nokomis defeated Brownstown 4-1 in their first game of the regional, and then they won the Nokomis regional by defeating Toledo Cumberland 3-0 in what was really a barn burner to the very final inning, wasn't it?
Very much so. It was scoreless through 6 innings.
There you go. That's a way to start it off. It's Herbstreit. Likes the first offering. What'd I say? First ball, fastball, find it, hit it. He did just that. That will be the 4th base hit. That game, the championship game you were talking about?
Yeah, that was scoreless through six innings, and Nokomis had a man on third in the very first inning on a triple by a catcher, Ryan Jansen. And Toledo Cumberland had a threatening moment there in the fourth with the bases loaded, but finally in the seventh, Nokomis broke through with three runs, and Carter Sobel set down his last nine batters he faced on the way to a three-hit shutout to put them where they're at right now.
A very well-played game defensively, pitching-wise, and of course, it's always good when the good guys come up and win in the final inning, and that's what the Redskins did. Today they score first, and they lead 1-0 here in the top of the third. It is a called strike, and that's a 1-1 count on Drew Massett, who singled and scored in the first inning. He bats with one on, nobody out here in the top of the third. He'll swing and pop this one up outside first. First baseman goes over and makes the catch in foul territory. That will be the first out here in the top of the third. That'll bring up Ryan Jansen. Jansen, who singled and was left stranded at third in the first inning. He'll check on the signals from the third base coach. And now he'll stand in from the right side. From the stretch, Luke Fleener will check on the runner at first. And that's Evan Herbstreit. He'll get a short lead. He'll look at ball one, will Ryan Jansen.
And Ryan Jansen was really the hero in that regional championship game, not only catching a great game, he went 3-for-4 with a triple and two singles. He had a stolen base, a run scored, and drove in the first run of that seventh inning that ultimately gave him the win.
He did a little bit of everything and got the Redskins their 18th victory of the season. They come in tonight at 18-4 as Jansen looks at strike one. The count evens at one ball, one strike, one on, one out. Top of the third, 1-0, Nokomis. Jansen, ready for the next delivery. It comes in. He sends a little number out to the shortstop, who'll go to second. They'll get the force out there. Too late to get the play at first, so it'll go 6-3 on the force out to retire Herbstreit for the second out of the inning. On the fielder's choice, Jansen will be down at first base. And that will bring up Carter Sobel. Sobel, who looked at strike three in the first inning, stands in with one on, two out here in the top of the third. The big shortstop looks at a breaking ball, strokes it down the third baseline. Third baseman has it roll up his arm. Shortstop fakes the throw to first as he's seeing if he can get the runner to come off of second base a little too far, but Jansen wisely stays put at second. And on the air on the shortstop, or on the third baseman, excuse me, it'll be Carter Sobel taking up residence at first. Ryan Jansen, as we said, moves down to second with runners on first and second. That'll bring up Nick Masher. From the left side, first baseman not going to hold the runner with a runner on second. So he'll play behind him to have a little bit of better fielding vantage against the left-hand hitting Nick Masher. Masher grounded out to second his first time up, looking to see if he can add to this 1-0 Redskin lead. The pitch, strike. Good movement that came over the plate, even in the count at 1-1.
And of course, Masher was that other hero in the regional championship. He was 1-for-2, drove in two more runs in that seventh inning, but he really waited for it because he had a walk, a hit by pitch, and a strikeout before that in that game.
His pitch just missed the outside corner. I think there were some Cardinal fans there who wanted that call. They didn't get it, and the count goes to 2-1. He indeed had a good outing. Probably slept a little bit rough that night. Might have been a little bit sore and bruised. But nonetheless, a victorious Nokomis Redskin team. Following the game, I understand they took a ride on the fire engine around town, and they deserved it.
Very well deserved.
Ball comes in low, and it's 3-1. Masher wants to find the one he wants here. On the outside corner, off the corner, it will be ball four. So that will be the first free pass given to the Redskins, and that will load the bases for Alex Tossetti. Tossetti, who had a single, infield single, in the first to lead off the second inning, was left stranded. See if he can't bring home some runs here with the bases loaded and two out, top of the third. First pitch, a little bit low. Harmon Clifton with an outstanding stop there to keep that from going back to the backstop. As we mentioned, gave not a whole lot of room from home plate to the backstop.
No, not a lot of room. So a ball that does get by that man on third base there, that is Ryan Jansen. He needs to pay attention to where that ball is before he makes a go at home plate.
Yeah, behind home plate, it kind of reminds me a little bit more of softball dimensions than baseball dimensions.
It does, because it's very close into home plate, kind of in a angled a little bit at each corner to go down each baseline. So not rounded off, kind of squared off behind home plate.
Here comes the 1-1. Breaking ball stays high, and the count goes to 2-1. Now, here's a pitch where Fleener does not want to go 3-1. So he may take a little bit off of it, looking for that second strike. And, of course, going through Tossetti's head is that very thought. I need to be ready for this one because he needs to bring it to me. Big number 2-4 standing in on the right side of the plate, waiting for the pitch from Fleener. It comes in low, and the count goes to 3-1.
Another good block by Clifton, and these pitches are probably by design to get Tossetti to chase, but he won't have it.
Harmon Clifton behind the plate, doing an outstanding job. And on the 3-1 pitch, it is lined down the right field line. Is it going to stay fair? It will. And it's going to be dropped by the right fielder as one run will score. A second run will score. Here comes the third run in as a bases clearing triple by Alex Tossetti, as that one fell in between the second baseman going out, the first baseman. That was an impossible move for him, and the right fielder trying to come in.
That was hit out there in what they call the Bermuda Triangle, I think it was, and that ball might have hit a glove out there. That could have possibly been an error, but I couldn't quite tell as everybody was converging on the ball at the same time.
I don't want to be the one trying to make that catch from any of those positions. It was a very difficult play for all.
Me either, and the wind almost gusted there right at the same time, so everything kind of came together, and nonetheless, Tossetti's on third with three RBIs, and Comas has a 4-0 lead now.
That was the big hit of the game thus far, and it brings up Grigoroff, who will look at a strike after looking at a ball, and the count goes to 1-1 on Mark Grigoroff. But the big hit of the inning came off the bat of Alex Tossetti as he cleared the bases. Bases loaded, two outs. Now Grigoroff with a 1-1 pitch. This one's low and outside, and I'm telling you, this Harmon Clifton has impressed me already with his ability to get to those balls in the dirt. Yes, one did get by. Yes, one run did score, but he has made some outstanding maneuvers behind the plate tonight. Now a little stroke out into second base side. Second baseman drifts back at the edge of the grass and makes the catch. And so the Redskins are finally retired here in the third inning, but they send eight men to the plate. Three score, one hit, three runs, one left on base. We have moved to the bottom of the third. Nokomis 4, North Clay nothing. You're listening to WSMI. We move now to the bottom of the third inning. The visitors from the north, Nokomis, with the three spot here in the third, top of the third, take a 4-0 lead into the bottom of the third, and it'll be the 7, 8, and 9 hitters due up for North Clay. Eli McCrary, the designated hitter, stands in and looks at the first pitch. High. Second pitch is high as well. What's the other thing they say? When you get runs scored in your half of the inning, do not walk the leadoff hitter. And Herbstreit heard that one, and he said, okay, I'll fire the strike down the middle because I think he's taking. He was. Counts 2-1. Here comes the next one. A little one-hopper to the shortstop. Carter Sobel fires across, and a first baseman has it come out of his glove like that. I'm going to go E6 on that one.
That was a low throw.
An errant throw.
He did have to pick that ball.
And the thing about it is,
it appeared to bounce at the same time as he went to go get it.
McCrary was not a runner that was going to be a close play at first. He had plenty of time to get the throw across the diamond. So the leadoff hitter is on. Now the pitch comes inside to Peyton Kelm, the freshman right fielder. It's a 1-0 count on the number 8 hitter for the Cardinals. He squares to bunt and pulls back from ball two. So the Cardinals have gotten their leadoff runner on, and now a 2-0 count on the number 8 hitter who's wanting to bunt. And this one comes in a little low, and the count goes 3-0. So the Redskins are trying to dig a hole here after taking a 4-0 lead. This bunt attempt, he pulls back from strike one, does Peyton Kelm, the freshman.
Probably not a bad idea with a 3-0 count there.
It's 3-1 now, and he'll swing at what might have been ball four as it was up in the strike zone. And the count goes full. Waiting on deck, Elion Reinhardt, the senior left fielder. Strike three, first strike out of the game for Mr. Herbstreit, and it couldn't come at a better time as he takes the 3-2 pitch, paints that outside corner, picks up strikeout number one. And that will bring up Elion Reinhardt. Swings and misses at strike one. On deck, Tyson Jones, the leadoff hitter. Ball one is low and away, and the count goes to 1-1 on Elion Reinhardt. He'll try to bunt. He'll bunt this one down the first base line. It'll go foul, and the count will go to 1-2. And that means Eli McCrary is going to have to turn around and back to first base.
It looks like North Clay is trying to do a little small ball here, trying to bunt that runner over to second base.
It's early. Pick him up one at a time. Get what you can. This pitch outside. A good backhand stab by Ryan Jansen to save that one. Keep the runner at first base, and the count goes to 2-2. Batter asking for timeout. Now he's ready. Now the umpire says, okay, we'll get that timeout. He had something in his eye. He steps back in. Asked for a second to get set. Now he's ready. The pitch inside, and the count for the second batter in a row goes full. Three balls, two strikes. Runner on first. Eli McCrary. Swing and a miss. Second strikeout of the inning for Herbstreit. Second strikeout of the game for Evan. Now back to the top of the order, and Tyson Jones, who reached on an error on the shortstop to start things off in the first inning, he bats from the left side. First pitch breaking ball evidently broke too late. Has it been around the plate? It'll be 1-0. Next one is up and away, and we'll go 2-0.
Almost like a pitch out there. The runner at first there, a little off the bag just a bit.
I don't think he's going to steal. Maybe, but I doubt it. A strike. Let's put it this way. In a 100-meter sprint, he would not be a winner, I don't believe. But nonetheless, he's being very aggressive on the base paths, and that, of course, is very important because if you distract that pitcher just a little bit, maybe he'll throw an errant pitch, and this one comes in high, and the count goes 3-1.
And I think he's doing that job well.
Yes, McCrary is setting off. Now the pitch comes in low, and coaxing a walk is Tyson Jones. So he'll head down to first, and Eli McCrary will move over to second base as Harmon Clifton, who lined back to the pitcher, will come in. And I think right now, Coach Brian Pisco wants to talk things over with his pitcher and let him know that, hey, guys, I look out there at the scoreboard and it says we're ahead 4-0. You throw strikes, this inning will be over. You keep throwing balls and they could have a big inning even with two outs. I'm just saying.
Probably very close to the truth.
Coach Pisco, very, very cerebral. Goes out with that fatherly advice for his pitcher and his infielders. He walks off satisfied that he's gotten his point across. We'll see as Herbstreit brings it to Harmon Clifton, the junior catcher. Breaking ball called strike. That one dropped in there nicely, if I do say so myself. Now the 0-1 pitch with runners on first and second, two outs. Bottom of the third. Another breaking ball, another called strike.
And Herb Streeth, really all this inning's been trying to throw that fastball, but maybe Pisco went out there and said, try your curveball.
Let's see what works. Well, 0-2, is he going to come with another one? We shall see. The catcher moving to the outside. It's a high, hard one. And there goes the runner to third base. What were we talking about? We didn't think McCrary would steal a base. Well, a delayed steal indeed, but he's down at third, ready to score on a pass ball or a wild pitch or whatever. It was a ball, and the count goes to 1-2 on the batter, Harmon Clifton.
Those runners are dancing out there, really distracting Herb Streeth.
And all he has to do is concentrate on the catcher's mitt. He'll bring a high hard one. Now they'll try to steal second and get away with it, as the Redskins do not throw down. And so now there's two runners in scoring position. It was a ball high, and so the count goes 2-2. So after having two good curveballs drop in for strikes, Herb Streeth finding trouble finding that strike zone. This one bends in over the inside corner, and an outstanding piece of hitting there by Briar Repking, Harmon Clifton, as he fouled that one off and spoiled a very good pitch. Clifton, 2-2 pitch coming his way. A little bit low. And now Herb Streeth in danger of loading the bases. One reached on an error, one reached on a walk. Here comes the 3-2. It is laced into left field. Left fielder has a bead on it, and when it comes down, he'll make the catch, will Adam Lyons. So nothing ventured, nothing gained in the inning for the North Clay Cardinals. They have no runs. They have no hits. They have two men left on base. We had one error and one walk in the play. We move now to the top of the fourth, and it is Nokomis 4, North Clay nothing. You're listening to WSMI. We move to the top of the fourth. Nokomis with a 4-0 lead will have the 8, 9, and 1 hitters due up here at the top of the fourth. Clavin strokes this one out to right field. Right fielder camps under and makes the catch for the first out. One pitch, one out. That's the way we start things off here in the top of the fourth. Gabe Olson alongside me, Gary Boker here. We're having a good time in Dietrich, Illinois. Used to go through here quite a few times in my earlier years, as my son's first teaching job was down the road at Newton. He now resides in Pena. I've been stuck in Brighton for I don't know how long. But anyway, a trip across the state to Dietrich. And the first pitch is a ball. And the second pitch is a swing and a miss. And the count goes 1-1 on Adam Lyons, the junior center fielder. He ground out to short his first time up. He bats with one out here in the top of the fourth. This one comes in low. Another good block by the catcher. 2-1 is the count. Harmon Clifton behind the plate. Getting a workout today, isn't he?
Very much so. And that last pitch bounced in front of the plate and bounced right up into his chest.
Two balls, one strike. Ball laced out of play over on the right side. We'll come back and try it again. Adam Lyons will. With two balls and two strikes, nobody on, one out here in the top of the fourth. Nokomis with a 4-0 lead. Winner gets Altamont Saturday at 11 o'clock in the championship game. High and away on the next delivery, and the count goes full.
Very good at bats up and down this lineup. The ninth place hitter, Adam Lyons, working himself into a full count.
I believe this may be the first time he's gone to a full count. Swing and fouled right back here. I got to check. Yep. Between that rail and the concrete, there's not enough room for that ball to get through. I'm safe. Just want to make sure. Mama, I'm okay. And once again, the 3-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Strikeout, a number 2 on the evening for Luke Fleener. Out number 2 for the Redskins here in the top of the fourth. That'll send us back to the top of the batting order. And Evan Herbstreet, who is 1-for-2, grounding out to short in the first, singling in the third. He'll take the first pitch for a ball in the dirt. Say one thing for Fleener. He's keeping the ball down, sometimes a little too far down, but there's a lot of worms down there going to have headaches tonight. Swing and a miss. He put the heat on that one. Brings it in for a 1-1 count.
A little bit more confident out there is Fleener as well.
Well, he's a little bit more relaxed than he was earlier in the get-go. Now he comes up with a breaking ball that is skied into center field. Center fielder camps under it and makes the catch. Tyson Jones makes it a 1-2-3 inning as the Redskins go down with no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. They have stranded three, but as we move to the bottom of the fourth, it is Nokomis 4, North Clay 0. You're listening to WSMI.
Hey, Gary.
Yeah.
It's Osborne, not Olson. You got Kevin's.
What did I say?
You said Olson. You got Kevin Olson, and me and Kevin Olson together. That's okay.
Osborne.
Yep.
Jiminy Christmas. That was a copying thing. I had that right on my last page. Didn't I?
I think you did.
Sure I did.
Yep.
Who the heck is Kevin Olson?
Kevin Olson was the old ag reporter back before Rita.
It was? Okay,
and he's with Prairie Farms now.
Okay, I think I may have done a game with him. I may have done some games with him. Man, thank you.
Nope, that's okay.
Man, that's been a few years ago, though, hadn't it?
In the late 80s, I think it was. I've been looking through some papers, and it was the late 80s. Rita came in 90 or 91.
Holy cow. WSMI. Gabe Osborne's here. Gary Boker's here. We're ready for bottom of the fourth inning action. And Gabe, sorry to mess up your family name, but I think I've got it right now. You are of the Osborne clan, correct?
Yes.
And which part of the area are you from?
I am from Coffeen, Illinois.
And we will not hold that against you. First pitch is foul back. And first batter of the bottom of the fourth is the number three hitter, Briar Repke, who fouls that one off. Coffeen. Oh, breaking pitch. Didn't get that call. I was kind of thinking that might have been a strike, but it wasn't. And Repke has evened the count. Now he'll pop this one up. Who wants it? Third baseman calling off the shortstop. Now he goes over to the shortstop position and makes the catch, but it'll go P5 for out number one as Briar Repke is retired for the second time today. And that'll bring up Ethan Burkett. Burkett, the senior first baseman, flied out to center his first time up. Bottom of the fourth inning here at the Dietrich section. Whoa, that one went right behind Burkett, as he thought it may have caught his 3-2 on the back of his jersey, but it didn't.
And then on the carom back, it did hit him.
Doesn't seem like it bothers him, as the big first baseman for the Cardinals stands back in, and he says, I'll swing and catch. Nope, third baseman can't make the catch, throw on, and he is saved. Problems down there at the hot corner tonight as Drew Massis simply couldn't get a glove on that. Shortstop Carter Sable tried to pick him up and make the throw across the diamond, but it was a little off the mark. And so for the first time tonight, Ethan Burkett is on safe. We'll call it E5. How many errors is that on the Redskins?
I believe
is that the third?
We are at three errors, yes.
Error in the first. Error in the
third inning.
Third, and an error here in the fourth.
Two on Massett there at third, and one on Carter Sobel.
So it's the left side of the infield having a little bit of trouble. Spin those gloves, guys. Make that ball stick. Luke Fleener, the pitcher.
I believe we have a courtesy runner there at first, and we'll get that to you here in a moment.
Who grounded out his first time up. He looks at ball one. Fleener with 1-5 in red on the black jersey, white trim, looks at ball two. Get a number on that runner.
That is number 25
Donnie,
out there.
Donnie Zimmerman. Oh, did you say 25?
Yes.
That'd be Brighton Griffey. I'm sorry.
Brighton Griffey, the courtesy runner out there at first.
Brighton Griffey is a freshman. He's on the first. This ball is laced down the right field line. Turning at second and putting on the brakes. Now they've got him picked off. Sabo reaches back. I'm not sure the umpire was looking.
The umpire was not looking.
The umpire turned his back
and
did not have a look at it. And he called him safe. And I think the Nokomis is going to ask if they can get an appeal. As that was a single to right off the bat of Luke Fleener. And the umpire simply turned his head and did not realize that that play was coming back. Now they're going to appeal and see if the first base umpire or the home plate umpire. The home plate umpire was moving down to cover third. He would have the best angle. The first base umpire had to be going out to the outfield to check and see if the ball was being fielded out there. So he was kind of out of position. Now they are indeed going to call him out. So that play will go 9-6 on the putout. They got the call right as the umpires conferred, and there's not a whole lot of complaining from North Clay. I think the coaching staff realized that that was simply a base running mistake, and the fact that Carter Sobel had long arms and long legs, he was able to reach out and make that tag. Now they're going to try to pick the runner off first, but Fleener is back safely.
And the umpire there might have got caught off guard because the runner there stopped in his tracks to go back to second base. That throw from right field was a bullet into the cutoff man, and umpire almost, he had his back to the play.
And now a little pop-up behind third base. Third baseman going back. Outstanding play there as Drew Massett, running directly out towards left field, looked over his left shoulder, reached up while running away from the infield, makes the catch, and with that, the inning is over, and the Redskins come out of the bottom of the fourth unscathed. One hit, no runs, one left on base. The Cardinals have now stranded three. We move on to the fifth inning. It is Nokomis 4, North Clay nothing. You're listening to WSMI. Gabe Osborne, Gary Boker here at Dietrich, Illinois. Redskins got the benefit of an appeal call that went their way, and I think, Gabe, the correct call in the end was made. What do you say?
I'd say that's right. Good thing they have the three umpires out there to kind of converge there and get an idea.
Now, on the first pitch of the fifth inning, Drew Massett, who singled and scored in the first, popped to first baseman in the third inning. He leads off with a foul ball down the left field line. Yes, you were saying?
And as we were saying, that that play there at second base, the umpire was almost caught off guard by the throw in, and the runner rounding second decided to put the brakes on real fast, and he stopped right there, and umpire had the back to the play, ultimately had it called safe, but after an appeal.
Nokomis leading 4-0 here as we bat in the top of the fifth. It'll be Drew Massett, Ryan Jansen, and Carter Sobel. Massett with an 0-2 count, looking for his second hit of the game. He'll get that second hit as he drives that one right over the second baseman's head. It'll go into right center field. Center fielder bobbles it, and as he does, a heads-up play that time by Massett as he rounded first, and as soon as he saw the bobble, he said, kick it back in gear. Let's head to second, so I'm going to give him a single on that. And an E8 puts him at second base. That, for the Redskins, is their, fourth hit of the day?
That's what I have. Five hits.
Got one up there at the top.
And five hits through five innings.
So Massett, then, is 2-for-3. He goes to second on the bobble by the center fielder, E8. That puts him in scoring position for Ryan Jansen. Jansen, who singled, was stranded at third in the first inning. It reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the third. See if he can drive one in here. He'll take a ball. It's low.
This top of the lineup for Nokomis has really done the damage.
They have scored the runs as the 2, 3, 4, and 5 runners have each scored a run. Pitcher looking back a second for a while. Now, breaking ball that Jansen swung right over. took a little something off that one, and that dropped off the table, didn't it?
Very much so. Jansen was fooled on that swing, and as soon as he started to swing, I think he knew he shouldn't have.
Two balls, one strike. That runner down at second, nobody out. As they say, he's got the big one left. And it's called strike, and the count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. I misread the scoreboard down there. Glaring sun coming right in at me. Now it's two balls, two strikes, runner on second. Second baseman creeps over towards the bag, and then, third strike that the catcher caught off the dirt. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Let's put it this way. Mr. Jansen was not happy with that call, but he will take a right-hand turn and head back to the dugout. That's the third strikeout of the game for Luke Fleener. And that will bring Carter Sobel to the plate. And he'll look at strike one on the outside corner. Well, to say the strike zone's gotten a little bit bigger, I think, would be a just statement at this time. So, Carter, just park one out there in right center. What do you say? Or left field, whichever you prefer. It's right at the left fielder who drops to his knees to make the catch of that dying line drive as it was dropping quickly in left field, but he makes the catch for the second out.
And I don't think the left fielder moved an inch either. He just hit right to him.
He just had to drop to his knees. And see, that one was kind of tailing down. Nick Masher, if the Redskins are going to score this inning, the big lefty may have to do something about it, as he'll swing and miss at the first one. Masher, who grounded to second his first time up, walked and scored in the third, so he's 0-1, standing in on the left side. Second baseman is playing back in position now, letting the shortstop mess with it, and the ball hit to the first baseman. Oh, a nice pickup there by Ethan Burkett. He races to the bag to retire Masher and the Redskins here in the top of the fifth inning. So a leadoff single is left stranded at first base, and so the Redskins have stranded four in the game now. No runs, no hits, or one hit, no errors, one left. We move to the bottom of the fifth. Nokomis 4, North Clay nothing. You're listening to WSMI. Swing and a miss. The leadoff hitter, Eli McCrary. McCrary, who reached on an error his first time up, was left stranded at third. He'll take a ball outside, and the count will go to 1-1. That setting sun is in a pesky position. Pop up over on the right side. First baseman Mark Grigoroff ventures over to his right just a little bit and makes the put out for out number one. That'll bring up Peyton Kelm, the freshman right fielder, who looked at strike three his first time up. It's the 7-8-9 hitters here in the top of the, or excuse me, bottom of the fifth. He looks at a strike, squared to bunt, and then pulled back. He was squatted low, thought maybe he'd get the ball call. He didn't. It's a called strike, and it's 0-1. Breaking ball in there, called strike two. Herbstreith, perhaps he has found his groove. A couple of nice breaking balls there. Now, this one, a little comebacker. Shortstop has to charge. Two hops, makes the grab to throw. He is saved. Tell you what, the speed of Kelm came through there, and Sobel a little bit slow coming up with that throw, but we're going to give him an infield hit.
I would give him an infield hit there as well. Runner Kelm was hustling down the line and on a couple hops short to have that.
Is that their first hit?
That's what I have.
We got a single last thing.
That's their second hit.
All right. So second hit of the game. Somebody once told me that's the difference between high school baseball and high school softball. High school baseball, shortstop and the third baseman have the opportunity to put that little crow hop step and then fire across the diamond. Softball, you don't have time. They'll be at first before then. And the hesitation perhaps has cost the Redskins a couple of times there. this ball goes foul back. The catcher thought he had it, or maybe it had him. I thought they called that a foul ball. The base runner went back to first. And they're calling it a ball and a strike now, so I guess it was a dead ball.
Not sure exactly what happened. The batter didn't sense that he was hit.
Herb Street getting a little uptight here as he comes firing in high, and that's been his tendency here this afternoon. When he kind of gets erratic, it's usually getting high. Bring that ball down. And he does for a call, strike two. This is called the psychology of broadcasting.
Yes.
Two balls, two strikes. Let me tell you something. This one's a little low and the count goes full. If he ever starts listening to me, that young man's in trouble. Three balls, two strikes, runner on first, one out. Herb Street brings it. Oh, got some help there. Swing and a miss. High throw down to second is late. So that will be strikeout number three for Herb Street as he struck Reinhardt out twice now. For the second out of the bottom of the fifth, three Ks on the day for Herb Street. The runner advances down to second. And that is Kelm. He's there with two outs as we go back to the top of the order. And Tyson Jones. Jones, who reached on an error his first time, walked his second time. He's been on base twice tonight.
They intentionally walked him there.
They're going to say, let him have a base. Showing some respect for there, the intentional pass. That will be the third walk. Second walk. Given up by the Redskins, both to the leadoff hitter, Tyson Jones. So with runners on first and second, strike called to Herman Clifton. Clifton, who lined back to the pitcher in the first inning, flied out to left his second time up. He's 0 for 2 batting here in the bottom of the fifth. Nice stop that time by Jansen on the ball breaking low and away, and the count evens at 1-1.
Jansen continuing to call a great game and block those pitches behind the plate.
Play here in the bottom of the fifth. This one is stroked into left field. Left fielder going back. It's over his head and out of the ballpark. The intentional pass did not pay off for the Redskins as Harmon Clifton, the junior catcher, found one to his liking. And he parked that one over the left field fence and gets three RBIs in so doing and gets the North Clay Cardinals right back in this one as they gave an intentional pass to the leadoff man and the number two hitter, Harmon Clifton, who had been 0 for 2. He's now 1 for 3 with three RBIs, and we now have a one-run game, 4-3. Nokomis with a precarious one-run lead thanks to the three-run home run off the bat of Harmon Clifton.
And that was poked out there to left field. Really no doubt off the bat as that one went out to between 315 and 345 to left field.
And there was no wind aiding that ball whatsoever. It sailed. Left fielder turned around, gave pursuit for a few steps, and realized I'm running out of real estate. So it's a one-run game as the pitch comes in high and tight, and the count goes to 1-1 on the number three hitter, Briar Rebking. Rebking grounded to first and then popped out to third in his first two at-bats. Now he'll swing and foul this one back and out of play, and it's 1-2.
And the Cards are really making some good contact on Herb Street right now.
We are batting here in the bottom of the fifth. Another breaking ball. Did not come close. As the ball get away from him, third baseman Drew Massett.
Not really getting on top of that curveball either. A lot of his curveballs have been hanging lately.
Could be getting a little bit tired. This one is laced into the right field corner. Right fielder but giving chase over diving catch.
You got it.
And it's caught. Nick Masher with an outstanding piece of leather work there. as he caught that ball in foul territory in right field. What did he run? 40 yards to get to that one? An outstanding running, diving catch to end the inning for the North Clay Cardinals. Not before they pick up three runs. They do so on two hits, one walk, and they will strand no one, as clearing the bases was Harmon Clifton with the three-run home run. So now as we move to the sixth, it's a one-run game. Nokomis 4, North Clay 3. You're listening to WSM. In the top of the third, the Redskins scored three runs to take what looked at that time to be a comfortable 4-0 lead. In the bottom of the fifth, the Cardinals answered with a three-run home run to make this a one-run game. We move now to the top of the sixth, and you got your wish there, Gabe. The lights have been turned on as the first pitch is popped up. Third baseman comes in and makes the catch. And Alex Tosetti is retired for the first out here in the top of the sixth. Lights are on. Sun is setting. We're in the sixth. Nokomis leads 4-3, as they will have the number 7 hitter, Mark Grigoroff, batting with one out, nobody on here in the top of the sixth. Gabe, Nokomis needs to answer.
They do, definitely. They were probably getting a little comfortable there with that 4-0 lead, but now hold on to a one-run lead, 4-3.
Called strike one on Mark Grigoroff. He sacrificed his first time up and popped out to the second baseman his second time up, so he's 0-1. And swings at that breaking ball way out in front. The count is 0-2.
You mentioned the lights are on now. The Cardinals are currently playing, probably be done by the time this game broadcasts, but they are in the second game of their doubleheader today they had with Kansas City.
Swing and a miss, ball in the dirt. Catcher makes the play at first. And so it's two up and two down for the Redskins. That is strikeout number 4 on the afternoon for Luke Fleener. He has 4 Ks on the day. The Redskins have, what, 5 hits?
That is what I have, 5 hits on with 4 runs.
And 4 runs scored, 4 strikeouts. And I tell you what, Fleener appears to be in the groove as he has settled down and he's throwing strikes quite regularly. His strikeout in each of the last 3 innings. Now a breaking ball laced down the left field line. Left fielder comes over, makes sure he keeps it in front of him, and holds Clavin to a 2-out single.
That'll be Clavin's first hit today.
And 6th hit of the game for the Redskins. So with 1 on and 2 out, it'll bring up the number 9 hitter, Adam Lyons. Lyons, who grounded to short and then struck out. So he's 0-2 on the day. Going to be a courtesy runner down at the far end.
We'll get the courtesy runner. That is number 3, Landon Engelman. Landon Engelman now courtesy running at first for Ben Clavin.
Wasn't that the young man that scored the winning run Saturday?
I do think so, and Engelman is a very speedy freshman for the Redskins.
Find a gap and see if he can circle the bases. Adam Lyons looking for his first hit of the game. 0-2, batting in the number 9 slot. The junior left fielder. First one comes in, and he laces that one into right center field. He found the spot. Can we get Engelman around? He's going to bring him home from third to throw from second to the plate. And he is out. Outstanding relay. Went 8-6-2. And they are going to retire Ben Clavin for the 3rd out of the inning, as on the play, give a single to Adam Lyons as he parked that one right where he wanted to in right center field. But outstanding handling of the ball as the relay was done to perfection by the Cardinals of North Clay. And so the Redskins do not score despite 2 hits. They score no runs, leave 1 runner stranded. They have stranded 5, plated 4, and the Redskins lead. They cling to a 4-3 lead as we move to the bottom of the sixth, and you're listening to WSMI. We moved to the bottom of the sixth, an outstanding defense in that last half inning, Gabe.
Very outstanding defense. Nokomis set the table by putting a courtesy runner there at first base, and that was Landon Engelman, the speedy freshman. And they poked one out to right, and he tried to score from first base, but got cut down at the plate for their possible fifth run.
Just an outstanding relay. The catch, the first throw, the relay throw, the tag at the plate, just the way you practice it. And that's, of course, if you're looking at it from the Redskins' perspective, you've got to make them make the play.
Exactly.
And when they do, you tip your hat and go on to the next half inning. Burkett fires one out there to right field. It is caught out there by Nick Masher for out number one. And that'll bring up Luke Fleener, the pitcher, as he bats one for two on the day. Takes a strike, and then he takes the ball, and the count evens up at 1-1. Fleener, who grounded to first his first time up, he singled back in the fourth. Bats here in the bottom of the sixth with his team trailing 4-3. This one comes right back to the pitcher, and Herbstreit reaches up, makes the catch, and fires on to first for the out. We have seen some outstanding plays by the pitchers defending their own position. Last Saturday, there was a play in which Sobel had one right there at his left shoulder, and he got the glove up just in time. Herbstreit had to stretch for all he was worth to get that one, and now a called strike on the outside corner on the number six hitter, Holden Clifton. Clifton, who popped to short, fly to left his first two times up, looks at a breaking ball that stays upstairs for ball one.
And like you said, that one that was lined to Sobel, that was on a rope straight for his head, really, and it knocked his hat off in the process.
Swing and a miss, and the count is 1-2 on Holden Clifton. You would like to say, get this guy, and then you'll face the bottom three in the order in the seventh as the pitch comes in low, and the count goes to 2-2. But the bottom part of the order has been a little bit productive for the North Clay Cardinals, as Kelm, had a single and scored. But let's go first things first and get this out right here. Pop up, Herbstreit says, "Leave me alone, I got it." It comes down, he makes the catch. P1 out number three. A 1-2-3 inning for the North Clay Cardinals. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. They have stranded but three. They have plated but three and trail 4-3 as we move to the seventh inning. You're listening to WSMI. Game number three on the evening is about to come to conclusion, we think. Gabe, what were our first two games tonight?
Our first two games this evening were the third. 6:30, you heard the live broadcast of the 2A Pleasant Plains baseball sectional semifinal game between Carlinville at Pleasant Plains. And then at 8:30, you heard the game between Southwestern and Williamsville. That was the 2A Litchfield softball sectional semifinal. And then tomorrow night, you'll be hearing the Hillsboro and Pleasant Plains sectional semifinal softball game from Litchfield. And as we do not have the results of those two games, that will either be those two games, will then feed into that game tomorrow. So it could be two South Central teams fighting for it tomorrow.
As they say, first things first, let's take care of business here. The Redskins batting in the top of the seventh, swinging over the top of it, Evan Herbstreit. Herbstreit is in the hole 0-2 as he leads off here in the top of the seventh. Redskins lead by one. They could sure use a few more right here. Evan looks at ball one low. Tell you what, these two pitchers have battled tonight. Luke Fleener for the Cardinals of North Clay and Evan Herbstreit for the Redskins. Oh, strike three. That outside corner has been there, and they've been consistent with that call. Fifth K of the day for Luke Fleener, and that's the way we start things off here in the top of the seventh. One up, one down. Drew Massett to the plate. Massett's had a pretty good day today, wouldn't you say?
I'd say so. Massett on the day has been on base twice. He had two singles so far.
Make it three.
He's on base yet again as he ropes that one into single field, rounds first, and stays there. So Massett had a heck of a day today.
Three base hits, three singles, scored a run in the first. Let's see if we can get him to score a run here in the seventh. He's on with one out as he laced that one, the first offering, right up the middle. That is base hit number 8, I do believe, for the Redskins today. Does that count?
Yep, that is number 8.
All right. I didn't want to have to take my shoes off to count. I was thinking I was there. The call, strike 1. Flainer looking good with that breaking ball all the way through these latter innings. As the Redskins got 2 hits in the last inning, did not score as they had the runner thrown out at the plate. They've got a 1-out single and now an 0-2 count on Ryan Jansen. Jansen, who had a single in the first, was left stranded at third. Reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the third. Looked at strike 3 in the fifth. It's 0-2 here with a runner on first. Setting sun as he swung at ball 1 as that one was fouled back as he'll live to play another day and see another pitch. Big number 7 on the back of that white jersey, Ryan Jansen. Looking to see if he can drive one into the gap. Center fielder playing over in left fielder or center. The runner is taking off. Swing and a miss. Throw down to second. Not in time. And so it's a stolen base for Massett. But it's a strikeout for Luke Flainer. That's his 2nd in the inning and his 6th K of the day. So with 2 outs, it's going to be up to Carter Sobel to see if he can drive that runner in and give the Redskins an insurance run for the bottom of the 7th. Perched down at 2nd base. Ball outside to Sobel.
So far, Sobel's looking for his first hit today in his 4th at-bat.
Looked at strike 3 back in the first. Reached on an error and scored in the 3rd. Flied out to left. Now they've decided we're not going to let him hurt us. We're going to give him an intentional walk. So Sobel will walk down to 1st base. He'll be on base for the 2nd time today. That walk is the 2nd one.
That is what I have here.
Back in the 3rd.
2nd walk.
2nd walk of the day. Can the Redskins return the favor as the Cardinals, next man following an intentional walk, parked one out there in front of the left field scoreboard. Beyond the left field fence, it was a 3-run homer accounting for all 3 runs for the Cardinals. Now fouling this pitch back is Nick Masher. Masher, who grounded to 2nd, grounded to 1st, walked and scored in his 3 at-bats today. So he's 0-for-2. Seeing if he, from the left side, can drive in that run from 2nd base. The 1-1 pitch on its way. Oh, strike at the knees. That was a good one, but Masher just simply couldn't pull the trigger.
And that was in right at his knees.
Lefties a lot of times take that low inside pitch and golf it in the right. We'll see what he can do with a 1-2 pitch. It's in the dirt, and the catcher, Harmon Clifton, coming up with a good stop once again as the count goes to 2-2.
And we know who the winner of this game will go on to play Altamont here Saturday for the sectional championship.
Yeah, they were a 7-2 winner over South Central today. There's that pitch, but it goes right at the center fielder who had him played perfectly. Hold on to your hats, ladies and gentlemen. We move to the bottom of the 2nd. The Redskins strand 2 runners. They had 1 hit, scored no runs. They have stranded 7 runners on the game. They have plated 4. And as we go to the bottom of the 7th, they cling to a 4-3 lead over the North Clay Cardinals. And you're listening to WSMI. Gary Boker and Gabe Osborne here in Dietrich. Tonight's action about finished. What about tomorrow, Gabe?
Tomorrow night we'll be having the 2A Litchfield softball sectional semifinal between Hillsboro and Pleasant Plains. That broadcast time for you tomorrow at 7:30 here on WSMI FM 106.
We move to the bottom of the 7th. 7, 8, and 9 hitters due up. A called strike from Evan Herbstreit to the number 7 hitter, Eli McCrary, the designated hitter. He reached on an error. This one comes in high, and the count goes to 1-1. Reached on an error, was stranded at 3rd in the 3rd, popped out to the first baseman, and now looks at strike 2. He's in the hole, 1-2.
Cardinals are also off tomorrow. St. Louis won't be playing tomorrow as they play a doubleheader today with Kansas City.
This one comes in a little high, and the count evens at 2-2 on the leadoff hitter Eli McCrary. Peyton Kelm in the on-deck circle. Ground ball to third. That little pump and a low throw. And once again, the pump of the ball in the glove and the throw, an errant one, and another error opens the door for the Cardinals here in the bottom of the seventh.
And from what I have, that's three errors over there on Drew Massett alone this evening.
So the potential tying run is on first with nobody out. Herb Street did what he could do. Now we'll have a courtesy runner coming in.
Courtesy runner coming in. That is number four.
I don't have a four on here.
I do not have a four on there either. So, oh, that is Colin Ballard. He is there in right.
Okay, Ballard is the
Ballard
second baseman.
Is the second baseman.
Yes.
He is the one that is being designated hit for.
Yep.
He'll now go out there and run.
So Ballard is now running at first base, representing the tying run. Nobody out. Bottom of the seventh, Peyton Kelm standing in. Bunt is laid down to perfection. Throw will go to first, and the sacrifice is successful. And so with one out, that will bring Alan Reinhart to the plate. A home run would win it for North Clay here. Pitch outside, 1-0 to the number 9 hitter, Alan Reinhart, senior left fielder. Runner leads off at second. He represents the tying run. Herb Street brings it. Outside, ball 2. Evan trying to paint that outside corner. He's not getting the call on the first two here, and he falls behind 2-0 with one out. He'll bring it on the inside corner and miss for ball 3. And, of course, the significance of the man at the plate, he represents the winning run.
And the top of the order has given Herb Street some fits as well.
Here comes the pitch high, as that was not close. And so the free pass is given to the number 9 hitter, Alan Reinhart. That is what, the third walk given today by Herb Street?
That is what I have as well. 4 strikeouts to 3 walks.
So with runners on first and second and one out, back to the top of the order will North Clay with Tyson Jones, who has walked twice and reached on an error. So he's been on base 3 times. He's scored once. He's 0-for-1 on the night. Runner at second. Ballard is the tying run. The runner at first, Reinhart, represents the winning run. Herb Street and the Redskins need to get 2 outs before the Cardinals get 1 run. That's it in a nutshell, folks, as we're here in the bottom of the seventh. 4-3, oh, for a double play right here. He'll turn and fake a throw to second. Ballard, the runner, back in safely.
Lights are starting to take effect as the sun has set.
Jones batting from the left side. Now they throw the ball to the second baseman, and it goes over his head into right center field. And the runners move up inexplicably to second and third. That has to go as an E1. I don't know exactly what the reasoning was behind that. So now the tying and winning run are both in scoring position. And Herb Street brings the ball in that is fouled back, and the count is 0-1. Still only one out. Sometimes those kind of things happen in baseball games, and there's just no rhyme or reason. Can the Redskins work their way out of it? Breaking ball stays outside, and the count goes to 1-1. The Redskins need an out on the infield. Ball high, and it's 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike Runners on second and third with only one out here in the bottom of the seventh. Herbstreet brings in a strike, a half swing, but he did go, and the count goes to 2-2.
Infield playing in, outfield playing deep.
It is three Ks on the day for Herbstreet. He needs one here. Oh, instead he hits the batter. And with that, the bases are loaded. To the plate comes Harmon Clifton. Yes, that's the same Harmon Clifton whose last time up hit a three-run home run to draw the North Clay Cardinals to within one. Now with a base hit, he could end this one. The infield is playing in all the way around. They're not going for the double play up the middle. They're going to cut the run down at home. And the first pitch comes in high. A walk would force in the tying run here in the bottom of the seventh. Clifton waits. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Herbstreet going to have to reach back and get a little bit extra here. Winner moves on to Saturday's championship game against Altamont. Good stop by the catcher as that one was low and away and in the dirt, and Jansen smothered it. It went off to his right just a little bit, but not enough for the runner to advance from third. And so with the bases loaded and 2-1 count, we'll do it again.
And a very excellent job by Herbstreet to be on his toes to get the home plate to have it covered as well.
How about a 1-2-3 double play? It is popped up in foul territory, and it's going to come back and out of play, and the count will go to 2-2. Herbstreet gets a new ball, walks back up on the mound, turns, takes a deep breath, looks in for his sign. The bases are loaded. Here comes the delivery. Foul off as Clifton is proving to be a tough out at the plate, isn't he?
So far he has been.
The count remains 2 balls, 2 strikes, bases loaded, 1 out, bottom of the seventh, 4-3 Nokomis. Clifton waits at the plate. The pitch, swing and a miss. A huge strikeout for the Redskins, as that is K number 4. A huge strikeout for Herbstreet. Now, 1 out can get the Redskins into the championship game Saturday. Standing in the way, Briar Rebking, who grounded to first, popped out to the third baseman and flied out to right, and he'll take strike one. No balls, 1 strike, bases loaded, 2 out, bottom of the seventh. Cardinals trailing by 1. Swing and a miss as Herbstreet reached back, got a little more, threw the high hard one right past Rebking. Can he do it one more time? On the plate, they're going to try to steal home. Pitch is popped up into right center field. Right fielder going back, and it is off the wall, and the North Clay Cardinals are going to win on a 2-run single off the bat of Briar Rebking as he laced that one into right center field. He plates 2 runs, and the North Clay Cardinals turn a 4-3 deficit into a 5-4 victory over the Nokomis Redskins as they win it in the bottom of the seventh. And the North Clay Cardinals will now move on to take on Altamont Saturday morning at 11 o'clock in the championship game of the Diedrich Sectional. Redskins season comes to a close at 18-5. We'll take a break and be back to recap after these messages on WSMI. The Redskins flirted with danger on a couple of occasions. An intentional walk backfired on them in the fifth inning as Harmon Clifton came up with a huge 3-run home run that turned a 4-0 deficit into a 4-3 deficit. And then in the seventh inning, the bottom of the seventh, with the Redskins clinging to a 1-run lead, the leadoff error on a third baseman gave McCrary the opportunity to be the lead base runner. He was replaced by Ballard as the lead base runner. He came around to score the tying run, And then the winning run came in, and that man, Alan Reinhart, got on base via the walk. So the error and the walk got the Cardinals back to the top of the order. Hit by pitch, low to the bases. After a strikeout, got the second out of the inning. Herb Streeth put two big ones past the number three hitter, Briar Rebking. But then, on an 0-2 count, Rebking laced the ball into right center field. Coming around to score was Colin Ballard with a tying run, Alan Reinhart with a winning run. And just like that, the Redskins' season ends at 18-5.
And just a heartbreak there. And what really, I think, probably caught Herb Streeth off guard was that Colin Ballard there at third base started to steal home. And that pitch was right down the middle, and that was just laced by Briar Rebking. His first hit of the day came at a perfect time as he played to the two runs to give them the walk-off win, 5-4.
Yeah, it was a gutsy call to have the guy stealing from third with a tying run. As you said, it evidently disconcerted the pitcher. The pitch, had it been a little bit higher, who knows, he might have popped it up and the Redskins got the win. But it was in the wheelhouse of the big man, and that was Briar Rebking, and he put that one out in right center field. I mean, he hit it with authority, and you knew as soon as it left his bat that the Redskins were not going to get to that one, and the Redskins are not going to get to the championship game of the Dietrich Sectional. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts, just a great game up, Redskins had that early 4-0 lead. One unfortunate thing is that the Redskins had four errors, I think, on the day, three alone by third baseman Drew Massett. That could have been the difference, but they got around some of those errors. It was just more of the timely hitting by North Clay and putting together a rally here in the seventh to put them up 5-4.
They stranded seven base runners. When you strand seven base runners and score four, you look at multiple opportunities where perhaps you could have gotten the insurance runs. Of course, in the seventh inning, after a one-out single, a strikeout, two out, the intention to walk to Sobel, put runners on first and second with two outs. Masher hit one to center field. Had he put it in the gap, it could have had insurance runs for the Redskins. That didn't happen. What's our schedule look like coming up in the next day or so?
Coming up in the next day or so, we'll start with tomorrow night. That will be the 2A Litchfield softball sectional semifinal. That's between Hillsboro and Pleasant Plains. The winner of that game will be facing the winner of the Southwestern Williamsville game. You heard that game prior to this game this evening. That will be a broadcast time of 7:30 tomorrow evening on WSMI FM 106. And, of course, here at Dietrich, we wish we could have been here. That game would have been between Altamont and now the North Clay Cardinals playing here in the Dietrich sectional championship. And of course, this is the third game of three you heard here this evening. And then tomorrow on the Cardinals side of things, they don't play tomorrow. They'll be playing Friday evening as they host the Braves for the first of a three-game weekend series. Pre-game show Friday starts at 6:20, first pitch 7:15. You can catch that broadcast on AM 1540 and 106.9.
Well, that's going to do it from here at Dietrich High School, where the Nokomis Redskins fall to the North Clay Cardinals 5-4. We want to take this opportunity to thank the fine folks here at Dietrich for their hospitality. Of course, thanks to our sponsors, without whom we would not be able to bring you these high school sports. And, of course, thanks to you fans for listening in. Special thanks goes back to the studio to Tom Williams, our producer, producing tonight's game. For Gabe Osborne, this is Gary Boker. One final time, our final score is North Clay 5, Nokomis 4. Gary Boker saying so long from the Diamond.